It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It is great to have you back. And man, what a perfect weekend weather-wise. And we needed it. We had a cold snap there where we had some real cold temperatures. Just a reminder, we're recording this program for your enjoyment here on Saturday morning on Thursday, and I was all prepared to jump on the two-wheeled Harley and, you know, ride in this morning for Utah's Morning News with Amanda Dixon, and I checked the temperature, and it was 35 degrees outside, and I just said, I think I'll drive the truck today. So we still have some cold nights, but the daytime temps are going to be fantastic. Tim Hughes in studio here, and I'm joined by my buddy Russ Smith from Sky Call, back with us this week.
My intermittent attendance.
Yeah. But
I thought I'd be calling in from a motorhome
so
this week.
So did I. So what happened there? Because you guys were hitting the road to Mississippi, I thought.
We kept, one day at a time, we kept delaying it based because of, we got really into a lot of stuff business-wise, which was a good thing.
Good thing.
Got ready to go. We were pretty much ready to go, and got a call from my son and said, timing's not good. We're going to be gone almost every weekend.
Oh, wow.
Said, no problem.
Yeah.
No problem. We'll see you in the fall.
Well, the nice thing about retirement is you could just dally along the way with the motorhome and spend more time, you know, in
pretty spots much,
between
yeah.
here and there.
Yeah.
I'm still looking forward to hearing some of your experiences on the road.
You'll get them pretty soon.
I'm looking forward
to it. Headed up to Montana next.
The other guy's usually on the road, and he's actually home today, which is a little out of the ordinary, and that's Navinoskis, who is up there in Kaysville. But you just got home last night, right?
Correct, yeah. We went down. We hung out in Moab. My wife loves Moab. She used to row the river, and we were sprocket heads, as they called us in our dating era. So Moab's sentimental, and it was beautiful, and you know, we did more pool than anything else, but it was lovely. We got home last night.
Temperatures look good while you were down there.
That's just it. We went there, when they said, what brings you to Moab? And I said, the weather.
Was it busy down there? I'm kind of curious.
No, it really wasn't that busy. You know, Moab isn't the Moab we know. It's big, and it's sprawling, and everybody goes there, and there's so many commercial kinds of things that were just our own adventure in the old days. It isn't like that anymore, but it's not busy at all right now. It's a great time to go. And, you know, you remember how beautiful the Red Rocks are, but when you see them again, it's still breathtaking. Yeah. It's just wonderful down there.
Yeah. Well, so you didn't do a lot of bike riding, or you did?
No, we didn't. We had the bikes. We didn't get on them that much.
Yeah,
The pool was mostly the interest, you know.
I was going to drop a little word in on you that you finally have twisted my arm long enough, it was just about to fall off, that Becky's getting a new bike.
Oh.
Well, it's about time. I've been working on that for 3 years.
I know. Becky now is, she doesn't mind me saying it, because she can still beat me up the hill on a pedal bike, and she can still out-ski me, but she's 71 years old and just decided that she can no longer or doesn't want to risk mountain biking anymore. And when she rides with Gail and Navi, she just can't keep up with those great big mountain bike tires. So she's getting a new bike, and it's from our friends at Fazari again. Yeah. Although they're rebranding down there. They call it Ari, which is same bikes. They're just going under, you know, a new, it's sort of a brand uplift. And Tyler was going to join us this week to talk bikes, because a lot of people are getting them out of the storage and getting back out on them. But he's down in California, so I think we're going to connect with him maybe next week, and we'll talk bicycles. There's a lot changing in the bicycle industry, and not the least of which, Navi, is the electric bikes these days, and Ari even has some of those.
Right. Everybody's doing this. Look, there's no question, you know, your wife's, you know, 71, you know, I'm 64. But the truth is, we can't mountain bike anymore because I have, you know, I've been mountain biking for my whole life, but I always just let the blood run down my legs until I get back to camp and then spray it with a water bottle, you know, because you crash. People say, oh, you don't crash mountain bike. Yes, you do. Look, we went to the Slick Rock Trail. We don't do that anymore. I mean, your body just can't bounce like it used to. So I switched over years ago to road biking, and I like it every bit as much. I really do. You have to worry about cars now. It's not like, you know, you were going down a hill and, you know, you have your brakes just enough front but not enough back. And, you know, when you're mountain biking, then you pedal hard to make that. Mountain biking is wonderful. It's just too dangerous when you're old because you're going to crash 100%.
It's funny.
And I can't afford to crash anymore.
Funny we have this conversation today because Thursday morning on Utah's Morning News, our last hour was sponsored by one of our great clients, and they were talking about the danger of pickleball and the fact that people in our age group, in majority, are playing pickleball because it's low impact and it's still fun and you don't have to run as far and the paddles are smaller and the balls are light. But the number one problem for people in our age group is fractures from falling down and, you know, putting a hand down to break the fall or whatever it is. So
break those wrists. Another issue is Achilles. You move suddenly when you're old and you snap your Achilles, and that's a terrible injury. That's a year off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pickleball has its has its issues, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You and Chris still have bikes, right?
Yeah, we do. Chris has a trike. I have a Fazari.
Yeah.
And I am changing my pedals and my seats, seat on the Fazari to make it a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
Ride a little slower.
Which is also, and that's the other thing. Although slower still feels fast to me the older I get. All right, let's talk about what's coming up on the show today, and we'll look forward to connecting with Tyler Cloward down there at ARI, and we'll talk bikes here in the next couple of weeks ahead. We're going to have Jason Dyer on from the Fish for Garbage Provo River Cleanup. It's actually taking place next week on the Provo, but this is such a fun day. They ask for volunteers. They have a big barbecue at lunchtime or something, and they do fantastic work every year just in cleaning it up. Sad, Navi, but true that because of the access to places like the Weber and the Jordan or the Provo and even the Jordan River, a lot of people that probably don't have the same respect for that area end up there and then just leave all their trash behind.
You know, I went on that once years back, you know, to help clean up the Provo River, and good heavens, I found a pump on the bottom of the river. It was a very expensive pump for a raft, so it was a good payday for me.
We'll have fish bites, and you've got that for us coming up in the next half hour. Also, there was a story out this week about a disease that's going around. I don't want to get it wrong. I think it's tularemia, something like that. Anyway, we'll ask the wildlife veterinarian from the division about this. Ginger Stout will join us at the top of the next hour. They're finding dead beavers all over Summit County, and they're warning people that this disease is killing beavers, but that humans need to avoid it too because you can actually get infected. And if you don't get the proper antibiotic treatments, it can be deadly for even humans too. Mm. So something to be thinking about as more people head out. We'll go road tripping with the boys. I don't know what's on their calendar yet for things to talk about. And Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge, of course, as he always does, will be checking in with us. So we'll look forward to that to wrap up everything this morning. Thanks for joining us. After this break, we'll come back and take a look at some news of the week. So stay right there.